my ancestry was really of the South, in the Deep South. So my inheritance is therefore deeply military and strongly that being a soldier is the duty of a man. In fact, the military is part of who you are as a male. And if you have that kind of inheritance, when war comes, you're going to volunteer. I mean, that's your duty. I think after Hitler came to power, World War II probably had to be fought. I don't think there was much escape. And it was the duty of my generation to do that. Now, I don't applaud that duty. I don't applaud war. And I think it's an obscenity. But I had to do it. And I'm not a total pacifist out of that experience. I really think that once in a while, you might have to fight. But I also think it's obscene at the same time. It's very complex. It's a paradox. I went in April of 43, and I could have stayed out because they left you out even then if you were in college. But all my friends were going, and I just thought it was the patriotic thing to do. I was, and I still think I am, a really patriotic American. I have letters from my grandmother saying, you come from a long line of soldiers, and I know you will be a good soldier. That was sort of the ambition, I guess, to be a good soldier. No idea, of course, what war was really like. Absolutely, no. Oh, it's all glory and triumph, those kind of expectations. We were all drafted in Chicago, I think. We had all been University of Illinois, places like that. So it was a lot of like being in a fraternity again. We were all young, so we could go forever. I was 18 years old. I was homesick, of course, but I largely enjoyed the Army. When I went overseas, it was His Majesty's troop ship, Arawa. There were several of us. Then we went down and down and down and down in this boat to this hole in the basement. And there were hammocks there that we slept in. And we said, we're not going to do this. So we grabbed our blankets, and we went up and up and up, and we found a place behind one of the smokestacks. And we lived for 12 days up there, and nobody really cared. For me, that was an incredibly wonderful experience. I can remember standing even now on the back of the troop ship, the deck at the back, seeing these enormous swells come up, and the colors at the top, phosphorescent blue and purple, with the sun just slanting through them. It was a great experience. And we got to England, and my God, here I was in a foreign country. See, when I was a kid, unless you had a lot of money, nobody went anywhere. You were lucky to get on the elevator in Chicago and go downtown, and you had 15 cents for that. It was sort of a wonderful time to be alive in one way. You had a uniform on, you hitchhiked everywhere. You never paid for anything. You went out, and people picked you up, and there was a feeling in the country that does not exist much today. But if you were white, let's be very clear, the way the Army treated blacks was a very, very different story. So all I can say is I enjoyed the Army, and I was a good soldier, and I was expected to be a good soldier.